I remember when I was 22 years old working for the Bull of the Brazos, Phil Moore. One of the things that he wanted to do, and a whole lot of Aggies ever since have wanted to do, is find a way to have a law school presence for Texas A&M University. And the ironic thing about it, Bill, is the press conference for the law school occurred at the same time as a birthday party for Bill Moore's widow, Maciel Moore. Today is her 90th birthday, and I think she understands why it was important for me to do this, to realize one of the dreams he had. But this is a really good day for Texas A&M University, realizing one of the prime goals of a new professional school for Vision 2020, and a lot of Aggies all over the place have really worked on this. Bowen Lofton and Richard Box, our board chairman and president, were in on these negotiations, crossing every T, which is as it should be, because it's going to be a part of Texas A&M, not part of the system.
And you made the reference to when you were a student or just graduated. Does the attempts to get a law school even predate that?
I don't know. I don't have any institutional memory for that. I've had some folks tell me that is the case, but I don't have any specifics. I know that there was South Texas College of Law, they tried that, and it didn't work out, and several other times. But we think we have the right mix. What we do now is we take it to the coordinating board and tell our story and sell it to the coordinating board in hopes that they'll agree with us that this is the best way to do it. Number one, it's obviously the most cost efficient way to do it. We're not adding new lawyers. We're just going to have world class lawyers, and we're not having to spend $100 to $200 million starting a brand new law school from scratch, and that's about what that would cost. So we're getting it for a reasonable price. We're going to try to raise the $25 million that we pay for the law school from alumni and supporters and Aggie lawyers around the state, and we're confident that we can do that. And then instead of building a whole bunch of new facilities, we simply entered into a long-term agreement to where we rent the facilities from the existing law school. So we're going to take a good law school and make it a world-class law school that produces lawyers that businesses want. For instance, one of the things that is a real shortage of is patent lawyers, IP lawyers, and that is perfectly fitted, as President Lofton has said many times, for our engineers to become patent lawyers, our chemists to become patent lawyers, our life science graduates to become patent lawyers. And so we think we'll have an edge where we could take that, the President Lofton can take law school to national prominence in short order.
So the School of Law, from an organizational standpoint, will be like Mays Business School or the College of Engineering and so forth?
Right, that's right. It'll be purely under, not the system, but it will be under Texas A&M University. So it will be a law school owned and operated by Texas A&M University.
Any additional staff then anticipated when you get this thing up and rolling?
That's a different pay grade than mine. This is I don't meddle in that. This is a decision that the president, with his provost and his dean of faculties, will make, and so all of those operational things are now under President Lofton.
Any projection when the coordinating board will get this?
They know about it. Had some discussions yesterday with the staff. The leadership of the coordinating board has known about it, but some of the staff over there found out about it yesterday, and so I would expect that the president will get that to them pretty fast. The Texas Wesleyan Board, which is a 44-member board, agreed unanimously that it was a good deal last night. Our board takes it up Friday, and assuming that goes okay, then we'll submit it to the coordinating board post-haste.
any sort of political roadblocks you're anticipating to have to fight between now and when the coordinating board takes us up?
Not that we know of. I mean, there may be. You know, there obviously have always been folks that didn't want A&M to have the law school. I remember having discussions with Frank Irwin, the chairman of the board of University of Texas years and years ago, and I remember he wasn't too keen about the idea, but haven't heard those kind of arguments in a very long time. And so I think we've got a good story to tell, that there's a good need, and the way we're doing it, I think we can convince the coordinating board to stuff that ought to happen.
Agree or disagree that geographically it's in North Texas, and it's not, as you mentioned, you're not building a brand new program, just taking over one that's already in existence.
Yeah, that's right. And we get a very large footprint inside the Metroplex, which is another advantage for us. It would be highly difficult, if not impossible, to have a law school in College Station, in Bryan College Station, just simply because there's not enough lawyers there for internships and things like that. So we almost had to do it in a Metroplex, you know, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth area like that.
Well, and as you just pointed out, I'm trying to think of what kind of presence academically A&M has in the Metroplex. I think there's something in Dallas, isn't there? And then the Baylor medical side of things.
Yeah, we have a couple dozen students at Baylor College of Medicine. We also own the Baylor College of Dentistry, except nobody knows we own it because the name is the Baylor College of Dentistry, but we hope to change that in August. To more accurately reflect the ownership of that school. But other than those two things, Tarleton State has some nursing programs in Tarrant County, certainly nothing anywhere near the presence of the law school. So I think it's a great, great day for Aggieland and Chima and all of this goes as well as through the coordinating board, as we hope, and it's something that a lot of Aggies, including those who wrote Vision 2020 and even before them, have been dreaming about. And, you know, we've had quite a few announcements in the last 10 days or so, the BARDA grant, the outsourcing, things like that, but in my opinion, long term, this is the one that can have more effect on the power and prestige of A&M than almost anything we could do.
I was going to ask you what's next on the plate.
I'm going to go on vacation.
So the regents are meeting on Friday then?
Right, right. And Chairman Box was personally involved in the negotiations of this with me and President Lofton, and so they obviously are very much aware of what's going on, but they'll meet on Friday to consider.
Is there going to be a request for some state funding somewhere down the line for the School of Law?
I'm sure there will be, because if you want it to be a public institution and have the, you know, tuition rates at that level as opposed to private, you would have to, you know, become included in the form that